The thing that's fascinating about the backs is that Matisse made a plaster. He kept it in his studio over a 25-year period, longer, in fact, but he certainly worked on it over that 25-year period. And he would take casts from it, which is what you're seeing, the different stages in the development of this work. It's almost like a sort of live memory of him working at different moments in his career, from very early on, before the First World War, where the figure still has aspects of the shaping of the body that relates to Cézanne's paintings, through to the 1930s, where things are much more severe, more abstracted, more structural. And you can see that unfolding in front of you, but effectively across the same work. It's a very paradoxical but fascinating thing. And even very late on in the 1950s, at the end of Matisse's life, there are still photographs of his studio where he's making the cutouts, but he's still got a plaster of one of the backs present in his space. So it seems to be something that provides a constant over most of his career.